Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am thrilled to invite you to Rachel Uncensored, my podcast where I get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. From personal stories to hot button issues, we cover it all. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so make sure you tune in on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Fran and Sean, you guys are back as always, and thank you for joining us, of course.
Right.
Now, this show is available on a lot of platforms. You can watch us on Xbox One, you can watch us on PlayStation 4, you can watch us on your phone, but the best place to do that is probably in the IGN app, just because of the way our infrastructure works.
Yeah.
So wherever you guys watch us, thank you for watching.
Yeah, be sure to check out the IGN app if you're on Android, iOS. Leave us a review of what you think of the app. Anyway,
now that that's out of the way, this is what we're getting at on the show. We're going to talk about Marisov and the story implications from the stream yesterday that Bungie had. We're going to talk about these Destiny sequel rumors and what happened there. And we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the weekly update. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're changing things up over there. So let's get right into it, guys. Spoiler warning. Marisov is alive.
Mm-hmm.
She's alive and well, and they kind of let this slip up during the live stream. They said something along the lines of, it'll be interesting to see that Pirate Queen come out later. This is totally spoiling Destiny 2020, and here's the quote. When we get to that world down the road where that original Pirate Queen comes out, I think it's going to be a really powerful moment.
Right, but that's saying prequel. And so, right, they said two things, right?
They were talking about Marisov as a concept.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about, they basically said, in the future, she's coming back. So
yeah,
she's
but if
not
you read,
dead, or she's going to come back in a different form.
So, yeah, could you clarify this? Because what this says is, when we get to that world later, paraphrasing, later, when we make another game
in
down
Destiny
the road.
Destiny 2020.
Where the original Pirate Queen comes out. So that was, to me, when she came to power over everything, right?
You're thinking prequel?
That's what that sounds like to me.
No, I don't.
What does that mean? Original Pirate Queen comes out.
I think she used to
comes out of a coffin.
Well, we think she's dead, so sort
of. I never thought she's dead, by the way. Does anybody think that?
I didn't.
I don't know. I thought
didn't.
She was dead.
No, everyone's like, she's dead.
You know cinema,
like,
Sean.
No.
They cut it. So
yeah,
just
but
don't
her
know.
Ship was obliterated by
was
that
it?
Weapon.
She's also a magic being that
made
a ship explode and blew up like.
So
half
she
the...
has some powers,
but right, she
that,
has
like,
a tremendous
power to avoid death.
But she sent out a
death
huge...
by giant explosion, demolishing her ship and her entire fleet.
I knocked Atheon off that ledge like 90 times, and he kept coming back.
Exactly.
So who knows?
But whatever the case, I mean, that's a really strong character. First of all, that's why I never believed she was dead.
Yeah.
Second reason is just being in video, et cetera, like there was no reason to cut and leave you wondering other than they didn't know what they wanted to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
And secondarily, that they're definitely going to use her, but let's keep you guessing for now. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm, you know, obviously if you don't see someone die on screen, then you can make the assumption that they're alive. But at the same time, like, I got a pretty strong sense that whole sort of battle area was obliterated.
Yeah.
And even if she has like the ability to like kind of phase in and out of like the physical space, like what? Mm-hmm. She phases out for the explosion, her ship and her entire fleet's destroyed, well, and then she just phases back in, she's floating around in
space.
Maybe
she gets taken.
That's yeah, there's plenty they could do there. And that's also kind of what happened with the Awoken anyway. There was like an explosion and it caused them to like change their DNA or something. I don't know the exact.
We don't know.
That's what's in the grimoire. That's what's in the grimoire, but it's kind of vague about how it worked exactly.
But going back to this though, like honestly, I'm mm-hmm. you know, what do you think original Pirate Queen comes out? Out of what?
So I think when she started, before she was queen, she had to do some dirty stuff to like get there, you know.
Prequel stuff, right?
Yeah, some prequel. Okay, I get it, friend. You think it's going to be a prequel.
Before she was queen, that's what I'm thinking.
I think now that this tragedy has happened to her and her people, she's going to come back and she's going to have a scar or something and be like, all right, enough nice queen. We're going to obliterate everything, you know.
Yeah, that's a kind of tough quote. Is that the whole quote or is that just part of it?
That's just part of it. I mean, there's more there. It's like an hour and 45 minute long stream.
But it's not surely all about the queen, right?
No, that was just
yeah, it's weird to see because it's like, yeah, I'm on Fran's side. It's not exactly the clearest of language. When we get to that world down the Rhone where that original pirate queen comes out, I think it's going to be a really powerful moment.
Yeah, it could be like they could take a look back or something.
Comes out?
Yeah, Deja.
As in like...
But Destin does make a good point of it could just be like comes back. But see, that's also where to me it sounds like they're literally just spitballing a little bit of like down the road they probably were thinking of a prequel. Who knows, right? By the way, is weird in the world of Destiny, unless they're like resetting your Guardian too, by the way. So I think that there's something there that doesn't make sense if I say that, right? I'm like, well, wait, how is my Guardian like level 60? And then I'm going to play a prequel game? Because your character is going to continue on.
Yeah.
Well, actually, wait, they didn't say levels would continue on. It said your Guardian will, whatever that means.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be a prequel.
So, but it doesn't add up that
it's
it would
not
going to
be a prequel. That'd be weird. I tweeted out today, so Marisov from Destiny is alive, right? Just making sure that's what they said on the live stream. And Deed said, gotta watch the whole stream. Nothing is true until you see it from the point of view of your own Guardian. So he's being cheeky with, like, what's going on. And then the internet was kind of like,
yeah,
lol, Deej, you know?
I don't get the – what does he mean by that, though?
Until you see it in-game.
Oh, yeah.
Until you see it in-game. I mean, they're sitting there with the voice actress confirming that they recorded lines for Destiny 2020.
Also, isn't the screenshot, like, of a developer working on, like, her model or something like that?
Yeah, that was probably old, though. Yeah, that was probably old and used. But
she's too cool of a character with too cool of a voice, and she's the freaking queen, and there's not, like, any strong characters like that.
Mm-hmm. True.
Not really. So they're not just going to ditch her. So whatever. I mean, it's exciting. This is what we talked about, though. Is like, is this a slip up? Is this what's going to happen on these live streams?
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Or was it planned?
It's probably an orchestrated slip up.
Like the sword on the
voice
back.
Actress is there. The guy like designing the game is there. Deej is there. And
I agree that probably at that level it might be more orchestrated. Like when they had the sword on the back during the live stream, and we're like, yeah.
Like but this is just like a little another piece of evidence that adds to the fact that like even when after I got the sense that, you know, Marisov was dead, like when that game ends, there's a lot of like questions about like whether or not that was part of her plan to slow down Oryx and like whether or not she was collaborating with Eris Morn, who seems to be in on this bigger plan.
Yeah.
Like
Eris is still up to something and they never clarified that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't trust her, man.
Yeah, the whole
thing.
That
third eye.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Characters like I agree with you, by the way, because she seems like she's going to turn on you. But you often find right characters like that. They want you to think that, so when they become this amazing true hero, you're like, why did I ever doubt you?
I'm just wary right now.
Of course. Yeah. But
because she like keeps his, you know. She keeps like the whatever the that piece of you know when the end of the you defeat what's his bucket.
I know it's not the heart of Oryx and
it's
not
like
a calcified
part of his sword,
fragment,
right?
But yeah, it's a piece. It's sort of a piece of his soul or whatever it is.
Yeah,
I don't know, like
a shard.
They never really explain, as far as I know, unless it's in the grimoire, which I just haven't seen it. But like, what was that gave him power that she took a piece of and kept it?
So. Yeah, like why not destroy it if you really wanted to destroy Oryx? He would be probably pretty wary of it, right?
I think it's like to go back and save her crew or something. Like she went through some messed up stuff, and
you
it's probably a little selfish.
Can go back in time and save Mara.
The whole game is about time travel, right? So I mean,
there's a lot of time travel in it.
Yeah. I mean,
That's well, why the, I think yeah. the Vex stuff is the most interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that I forget where exactly it happens, but there's a mission or there's a strike or something where you go
Praetus?
Yeah, Praetus yeah. thing where you're when getting all that dialogue and he's like, I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
I'm alive, like just in time somewhere, lost yeah. in time. I think that's the coolest idea mm-hmm. ever. That yeah. he's just like stuck in this infinite loop of like time flux, and we just have to like figure out how to get him out, but he's there.
Yeah,
was but at the same what time, we find his body, right?
Yeah, we see, we find
yeah.
a skeleton.
Yeah, those, by the way, those were like
well, that's because we
voices,
never.
Think,
that's because we never
we
save
know.
Him, though. So, like in our reality or our future, he's dead as yeah. a skeleton because we never found him. But maybe there's a way to save people. Yeah. There's maybe that's why Eris has the rock. We've
right.
stalled it.
Exactly.
We know how she survived.
I mean, it's confusing. And there's a gun called Praetus Timepiece. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah. anything could happen in that
And Praetus Revenge is the sniper. If he's right. dead, he yeah. can't get us his revenge. So.
Yeah.
But I was just going to say, yeah, like it's that same thing with Marisov that, like, it could be orchestrated that she wanted everybody to think she's dead. So, mm-hmm. yeah, whatever. We should
she
do every theory.
Faked her death.
Yeah. Exactly. The death fake.
I don't think it was orchestrated. Yeah. I think, like, she probably had a backup plan, but, yeah.
Yeah.
She, like, passes out and then
but
gets
her, like,
nuked.
Her brother is quite obviously dead, right?
Yeah, he
you
was
see
separate
ship,
from her.
Like,
I don't
yeah.
know.
I think he's dead. I don't
so
really
you think
care.
She, like, sacrificed his life and everyone else's life for this bigger plan? You think he was in on
nah.
it?
Nah. I don't think that.
It's hard to say. On him, I assume whatever, he's dead. I don't really care, though, I guess. Like, but her,
I
yeah,
never
I
liked him.
Like,
yeah, well, he didn't like you either.
he's. I just
I didn't
don't
like you
like,
either.
Like, he's definitely a polarizing character, but, like, I had no allegiance to him whatsoever. He's a jerk to you the second you
totally,
meet him, and
yeah.
he's a constantly a jerk to you. Yeah. And, like, you don't really understand
even
what,
after you've,
where
like,
that's coming
proved yourself,
from.
Like, in yeah. Titanic sort of, you know, measures. Yeah. Like, he's like, well... You're okay, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, you killed the Gate Lord? Whatever. You didn't even have to do that. We were just messing with you.
The unfortunate part...
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks, jerk.
The unfortunate part about his role is that was the longest, worst-written cutscene. Sorry, guys. in that game, you got thrown into this huge cutscene out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And
in
you're like...
Vanilla?
Yeah, in the yeah. first one. And you're like, what is going on? right? There's this like long walk down like a... You
a
know,
really long
a bridge,
platform,
and
yeah.
they're looking at you, and then the brother thing, and you're like, what is this? Where yeah. does this fit in? And he's yeah. just a jerk. And yeah. so, yeah, that's why since then, like, of course he's a jerk.
There's scenes that aren't in the game of him, like, meeting you in the world and, like, you know, kind of alluding to the fact that, like, you should come help our faction and
scenes
stuff like
where?
That were never in the game. They're in trailers that, like,
oh,
came
yeah.
out pre-launch.
Right.
Yeah. And you're like, ooh, who's that? He looks yeah. different. Like, what's this character? And then, nope, that's all gone.
Yeah, and that's where some of the stuff got cut out.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, like, whether he's dead or alive, who really cares? But no, that wasn't the final point I was going to make. But I lost it. Anyway.
I know what Sean cares about. He cares about sequels because he's going to lose a bet when they throw a 2 on there.
It's not going to be a 2.
There were a bunch of Destiny sequel rumors saying that the next Destiny is going to be called Beyond Destiny, which would have been great for you. In response to that, Irk said, after a few years in the industry, I am well beyond rumor and speculation. I wish you were 2 using
the
number 2.
By the way,
Destiny's going to have a 2 on it, Sean.
We're not confirmed.
Yeah, regardless, no, but I think the point here is you're an idiot if you think that they're going to take the name of the game and put the word beyond in front of it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I've been doing this a long time, and I've seen really stupid made-up rumors, and mm-hmm. that's just one where you spent a ton of dollars on marketing, mm-hmm. and you can put the word beyond in front of your game name.
Yeah.
Beyond Star Wars. No, yeah. It's Star Wars what, colon whatever. It's,
yeah.
So... I mean, the point is it's stupid. So whether they call it 2 or not, I think, is up for debate. But I think you could translate it 2 ways. Yeah, it's either definitely going to have a 2 in it because everybody's asking. They're going to face this, right? Is this year 2, year 3, year what? Mm-hmm. And how do they make that distinction that it's a sequel? So they may need to. I think that really alludes to the fact they need to add the 2. Then there's the other side, which is like, does it really matter?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how far is this going to go? But it works for Diablo. You know,
works for a lot of games out there, right? Like Halo 4 or 5. Like, we're going to get 6, and it'll probably be called Halo 6.
But I mean,
you know,
games,
like,
with expansions, you know, that's where it's more relevant. How
well,
do you...
even still, like Halo 3, ODST, like.
Yeah.
That kind
wasn't...
of thing.
Beyond Destiny sounds like a spinoff starring, like, some Spartan that you don't really like. Like, it sounds like in the Halo world, like a Locke spinoff game.
Yeah. Okay, well, that would be terrible. Yeah, but ODST was real cool.
Yeah, if I have to, if I had to.
And that was called Halo ODST, not Halo ODST 3 Halo.
ODST.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I had to put my a wager on it, and I normally would never do this because I'm always afraid to commit, I do think there will be, whenever it is, whether it's next year, but there will be a 2 in the name.
Okay. To make Destiny it that distinction. 2, beyond Destiny.
More Destinies.
Definitely.
I'm not sure 100% yet. No confirmation yet. Basically,
do you owe him a steak dinner or something? What's going
no,
on?
No, we made a bet on Unlocked.
Okay.
I think Vince did.
Maybe not it was me, Vince. Yeah. I forget who it was, but it was on Unlocked, and I just thought that I made the argument long ago. Yeah, long ago. Like, this is even before Destiny released for year one, that Destiny would, because it was coming to consoles via Activision, mm-hmm. I thought that it was going to implement a more like Diablo style approach where the game continually gets patched over the course of its lifespan and never has like a proper sequel or an expansion. So like when Diablo 3 was out and then Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls came out, like the name didn't change. It's not Diablo 4, but there's a whole new part of the game. I thought Destiny would be the thing, and it would be Destiny : The Taken King, Destiny : whatever, all the way through its lifespan.
Well, for now.
And never just Destiny 2.
But isn't that a weird example to use since there's a Diablo 2?
But that's, yeah. But I mean, Diablo 1, 2, and 3, yeah. But I mean, that's after, those were PC games specifically until they came to console.
Once
they
came to console. In your theory.
He's got a lot of rules on this 2 thing.
I'm just saying, like, World of Warcraft, right? Did that ever have World of Warcraft 2? No, but there's 10 of those games.
And that
is
the one I was going to say. Great example. That's kind of what I was driving
at. Not yet.
Oh, and guess what happened right before that, like, whole thing kind of came to Blizzard? Like, Activision Blizzard merged, and that's kind of how Blizzard games are now coming to console. I just thought like Bungie would take a note out of the Blizzard book because they're working with Activision, which is now the same company as Blizzard. And I figured because now those consoles have like a PC-like architecture, you'd be able to mod them over the course of their game, over the course of their lifetime,
Destiny.
And not have to re-release like a $60 disc that has a 2 in it. That's all.
We get it.
I might be wrong. I'm not saying I might.
It's fine if
I'm
you
not
are.
100%.
Nobody's actually going to care.
Yeah.
As long as I
Destin seems to care.
They're putting a 2 on it. They need to update their engine. They know they need to. I mean, this was a launch title. The game looks gorgeous, but they know they have to fix the infrastructure so they can quickly implement changes. I mean, if you look at some other games and how quickly they're able to do it, just Bungie's not there yet, and they know they need to fix that.
Yeah, I mean, think about The Division, right? It's got a bunch of DLC releases, Division : At some point, how do you communicate? And that was my point. Marketing-wise, you have to do something to breathe new life into this next big iteration. So it's try to solve that, right? If your solution is like, no, just keep calling them, calling something, but I'm going to play the marketing thing, I'll be like, well, how are they going to know it's not the $40 Taken King that wasn't a, right? Eventually, you got to solve for that.
Still waiting for that spring update, by the way.
Something to think about. Maybe in Junior or the third.
Destiny Junior.
That's not a good marketing tactic.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness. So finally, no weekly update this week, so we don't really have a topic there. It kind of seems like
they confirmed there will be not there not won't bah, there won't be one.
There might be one later today.
Okay,
but
as of recording right now,
I'm actually refreshing their Twitter. Still nothing. Still nothing. They're saying that you can. There's a Bungie Foundation website. I think that's.
Yeah. I think they will do an update. This happened, several weeks ago with the Crimson around then, right? They were just running late.
But still no spring update. No news there.
Still coming.
We made predictions.
Spring will be here. An update will be there. We talked about it on previous podcasts. Yep.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything, though. I'm hoping that we do soon.
Because, I mean, I think what we've all been talking about is it's either going to come. What was the time range we came up with? I personally thought it was mid-May. Mm-hmm. Now I'm thinking, 2 months. Like, jeez.
The point I'm trying to make is just not a lot going on with Destiny right now. It's just kind of the same old, same old. You got trials on the weekends. They'll probably do another Iron Banner in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
where is the a simple SRL return,
It's like that's an easy thing to like get me to hop back in and play.
I mean, that is where I think I said that before when I was predicting it wasn't going to be until May because you'd announce some of this basic stuff like SRL, whatever, the trailer needs to come out like it's a month before and yada yada. So, when you think about it, you'd think they'd be saying something by now if it was mid-April.
Yeah.
So, that's why I think spring update is mid-May.
I feel like all we're getting is like crickets. It's like, hey, what's going on, guys? Chirp, chirp.
Because of this, right?
Yeah.
You only have this one meal
to serve.
Wait, what
are they like, Dustin?
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp.
I do like your,
got it.
Your onomatopoeia.
Do your shark.
What they do.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
It's not shark. Your monkey.
You just made me chirp.
Well, that's you, man. Yeah. I don't know. I'm bummed out by it because like I've been playing The Division and all recently and it's good and I'm enjoying it.
And you're
but
like,
it's
man.
Not Destiny.
Yeah.
Like we had this discussion, I think, just last week on this show, and I was talking about it to some people when we did The Division show the other day, you being mm-hmm. one of them. But like, as much as I like third-person shooters, they just aren't as, in terms of shooting mechanics and
yeah.
gameplay,
yeah.
as finely tuned as first-person shooters. And I just want to go back to Destiny. I want to go back to it. But
you need something to go there for.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. Like I need to be able to progress. I need to be able to move forward. And right now, there's nothing to do in that game in which I can do that stuff.
Nothing
so
new for us because we've done all the content. Basically.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah. We've yeah. done it all like 400 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't want to do it another 50 times to get one point that will increase my DPS by some not like negligible amount, you know, like yeah. that's not progression to me. So
yeah, look, definitely. It's not I think there's this is where it gets tricky, where it becomes like a negative that we've played it for 700 hours.
No, it's not. It's
there's
like
a brief lapse between yeah. the updates. So for some players, they can come back and it's a good time to catch up and maybe not. But then, you know, there will be another update. Do mm-hmm. we? It's because it sets that tone that every week will be great and there will be this new yeah. thing and that's how it starts. But eventually,
that's not what I'm
out.
Looking for. I just want yeah. news about the update or
totally.
Hey,
the
we're
roadmap.
Bringing back. Yeah, yeah.
The roadmap. That's
there's tons of changes going on internally. They're doing the streaming thing now. I just would like to hear a little more.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
I think with a game like this, you just have to keep your most dedicated players interested. Like, that's who you cater to. Is some,
yeah.
you know, I get the idea of trying to sell as many copies to as many people as possible. Obviously, mm-hmm. you want your game to be commercially successful. But with a game like this, where the people who play and support the game and the people that you're really making the game for, are the people who do have, like, 2,000 hours into it are always coming back and making sure they turn over every nook and cranny of the game before they, you know, decide to put it down, right?
Uh-huh.
If you look at World of Warcraft, where people have spent, you know, not just hundreds of hours or even thousands of hours, but like, you know, hundreds of days playing those games.
Like you.
Like me.
Yeah.
One of the big draws is like each and every expansion one has like so much to do, like an incredible amount that takes more than just a couple of weeks to get through. Because just like by virtue of how deep the MMO is. But then also like by the time you actually get to the point where you're on the top of the like, you know, the top of the pyramid, you already know exactly when and where something's happening and what the next sort of big expansion is going to do and what all these new sort of things that they're bringing in features to the game are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're very clear about that stuff. And I think Bungie really needs to kind of take a page out of Blizzard's book in that regard, both
Definitely.
In the design and in the communication.
Definitely. Guys, I think that's it. That's all we have for this week. A little shorter episode.
Yeah, there's not a lot to do.
Yeah.
To do. We,
yeah.
we discussed like... Mm-hmm. Should we delay it a week, you know, like
yeah.
the weekly update? Mm-hmm. You know, it's relevant. Like, we don't mm-hmm. want to waste you guys' time. But like talking about Marisol, that was good, but we don't need to spin our wheels.
Yeah, definitely. Guys, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Thank you. I'm playing Division this weekend and Trials, so a little
yeah,
a little bit of both.
I think I'm taking a break. I'm spending time in the real world doing some stuff.
IRL.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Not a bad idea.
Division's right. world's way cooler.
Guys,
cool.
thank you for joining me. Guys, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Until next time,
Guardians
out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.